Well, I'm not sure I'm going to do any reading, but I am going to introduce what we're going to be talking about for the next 3 weeks. We're going to be thinking about three kings who had great significance in the Bible. Three kings who led God's chosen people, and three kings who pointed towards the coming of Jesus, the King of Kings. And the first king that we're going to think about, as has already been introduced, is King David. But who was David? First of all, he was the youngest of how many sons? He was the youngest of eight, so he was a big family. He had seven brothers. Now, the Bible doesn't mention any sisters, but it could well have had sisters as well. He was the youngest of eight sons. And his family came from, where did they come from? What was the town they came from? It's not Jerusalem, but it's very, very near Jerusalem. It's from Bethlehem. And we know about Bethlehem because many centuries later, Joseph and Mary had to go back to Bethlehem because that was the city, the royal city of David. And he worked as a, what was his job on his CV, yes? He was a shepherd. Now, we don't actually know whether he got paid for being a shepherd. It was a sort of family job. So maybe he just got food and lodging, we don't really know. But he worked as a shepherd and had all sorts of adventures as a shepherd. And he was very musical. Now, how do we know he was musical? Tom? He wrote lots of songs. And if you look in the middle of your Bible, when you've got nothing better to do, you'll discover that the book right in the middle is a song book, 150 Psalms. Now, David didn't write all of those, but he did write a good many of them. And we know he also played not a guitar. They didn't have guitars in those days. He played a harp. Well done. But why was he chosen as king? Why? Now you see, he had nothing really going for him. He wasn't a major military leader at the time when he was chosen. He wasn't a leader of people. He wasn't from a princely family. He didn't have any qualifications or degrees or anything like that. He had nothing going for him except one thing. Why was he chosen? Does anyone know? Why was he chosen? Well, no, it wasn't because he was a shepherd. The reason he was chosen was because he had a heart for God. In other words, he was passionate for God. He loved God. He had a desire to serve God. The most important thing in the whole of his life was God. And we know this because when Samuel came to anoint him, at that point, King Saul was still the king. And David was only a young man, an unproven young man. And God said to Samuel, "Man looks at the outward appearance, but the Lord looks at the heart." Because you see, at first, Samuel's instinct was to pick someone big and strong to be king. But no. God said, "David is the one because he has a heart for me." Challenge. Do you have a heart for God? Are you passionate for God? Are you excited about what God has for you? Do you desire to serve God and commit your life to God? Now we're going to hear some of the young people share a little bit from one of David's Psalms, from Psalm 23, the special verses, young people. The first thing that stands out about David is that he trusted God. Sorry, he had a heart for God. The second thing that stands out about David is that he trusted God. And if you look at David's life experiences, you'll find David's life was very much a roller coaster. There were great times. There were mountaintop experiences, and there were also the deep valleys when he was going through really tough times. But all through, he trusted God. And so, for example, when he was a shepherd, it wasn't actually easy being a shepherd. You couldn't just relax and have an easy time. There were all sorts of dangers. And the Bible says that he actually fought off a mountain lion. He actually fought off a bear as well. He risked his life. And I'm sure in those encounters, he trusted God. And it must have been an amazing experience when Samuel came and anointed him rather than his seven brothers. And I think he must have really had to trust God when he thought, how on earth can I be king? And of course, the story that we all know, he trusted God when he was in the palace. So after he was anointed, Saul didn't know about it, but Saul invited David into the palace to play his harp for him. And then the story that we all know about, David and Goliath. And it's very clear at the beginning of that story, he trusted God to go against a mighty giant armored with just a sling is incredible because he trusted God. And the young people have already investigated this story of David and Goliath, and they've already made something at the spree camp, and now you're going to watch their version of David and Goliath. So after David had had his triumph over Goliath, everyone saw his potential, and he was appointed a commander in Saul's army. And he did so well because he had a heart for God and because he trusted God that he always won his battles. But the downside of that was that Saul became very jealous of David because all the people were praising David rather than Saul. And so Saul, in his anger, tried to kill David. And David was forced to run away from the palace, and not only run away from the palace, flee away so that Saul and his army couldn't find him and kill him. And all this time, he trusted God. And eventually, after Saul had died, David was made king. And he reigned as king for some 40 years, all told. But even then, it wasn't plain sailing. There were ups and downs in his experience. And when David was an old man, one of the hardest things that ever happened to him was that his very son Absalom, rebelled against him. And David, as an old man, was forced to flee from the palace in Jerusalem, flee again for his life. But even then, he trusted God. In each and every circumstance, David learned to trust God. And the challenge for us is in our lives with its ups and downs. They may not be quite as traumatic as David's, although some of them may be. But in those traumatic experiences, do we learn to trust God? We're going to sing now. We're going to sing David's song, "The Lord is My Shepherd." Okay, please down. So one more thing we need to learn about David. Not only did he have a heart for God, not only did he trust God, but he was also human. Sometimes we think of David as some kind of superhero, some kind of Batman of the Old Testament who always rescued people who never got anything wrong. But you see, in reality, David was not so different from you or me. His strength was that he had a heart for God and that he trusted God. His weakness was that he gave in to his desires. And as so often, one mistake led to another. And that's true of our own lives too, isn't it? If we tell a lie, so often we need to tell a second and a third to cover up the first. If we do a wrong action, so often we have to do another wrong action to cover up the first. And so it was that David had a lusted after a woman, Bathsheba, and then he committed adultery, and then to cover it up, he had to arrange the murder of her husband. But David was king. Who could challenge him? And so really, it appears that he wasn't too bothered. And then one day, sometime after the event, the prophet Nathan came to tell him a story. I hope Prophet Nathan's prepared to challenge power with truth. And had the conviction to say to David, "You are the man." And when David heard that, he was convicted of what he'd done wrong, and he confessed to God, and he was restored. The Bible reminds us that we're not too different from David. And in John's letter, he writes, "If we claim to be without sin, we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us. But if we confess our sins, God is faithful and just and will forgive us our sin and purify us from all unrighteousness." The Bible says, "You are the man, you are the woman, you are the boy, you are the girl." Let's just pause, let's just have a moment as we come before God and just confess the things on our hearts, the things that we've done wrong, and the good that we've failed to do. Our loving Heavenly Father, we do indeed recognize that, like David, sometimes we slip into wrong things. We do sin. And very often we fail to do the good that you want us to do. And Father, we just ask for your forgiveness, for your cleansing, for your restoration. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. And we're now going to sing a song which really picks up that theme. Yeah, please be seated. So we've discovered that King David had a heart for God, that he trusted God, but he was also human. He made mistakes. The last thing I want to share with you is that David was also a visionary. He thought not just about himself and about his present times. He thought about the future, and he thought about what God wanted to do for Israel. And he thought about Jerusalem, the holy city, and how he could build a temple for God. And although God didn't allow David to build the temple, David made the preparation. And he had a great Thanksgiving day when all the people gathered together in Jerusalem and they brought gifts ready to build the temple when the time came. And as David presided over that great offering day, he prayed. And it's a long prayer, but part of it is this. He said in his prayer, "Yours, O Lord, is the kingdom." He was the king. And yet he recognized that actually it was God who was the real king. It was God who was sovereign. "You are exalted as head above all. Wealth and honor come from you." They'd all just given a huge amount of money to build the temple. But David recognized, "We can only do this because you have given it to us. And you are the ruler of all things." David was a visionary, but there was one thing that he couldn't foresee, that he was to be the forerunner of an even more important person, of Jesus. And so Luke records, You are to give him the name Jesus. He will be great and called the Son of the Most High. The Lord God will give him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over the house of Jacob forever. His kingdom will never end. And so it is that we recognize today, not King David or Solomon or any of the other kings, we recognize King Jesus as King of Kings. And so we serve Jesus as our King. And now we're going to sing about Jesus as the King of Kings, and he shall reign forevermore.